Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This is Into Tomorrow. I am Dave Graveline. It's the weekend of January 5th, 2018, first weekend of the new year. Delighted to have you with us. Thanks for tuning Into Tomorrow. Horatio in the control room and Erasmo also on assignment, but working with the show this week as well. Just off-prem things are happening here in the studio with me.
Joe Casera.
And Chris Graveline. Happy birthday Into Tomorrow.
Oh, that's
This is the weekend of the 5th. January 6th, 1996 was the very first debut program.
And you guys were here.
We were.
Not many of us can say that.
There's a lot less of us
really,
here.
We haven't really been here since then, but we're, you know.
What?
Figuratively speaking, but.
Well, yeah.
Physically, we're here.
But you were here then.
Yes.
23 years ago, tomorrow, on this January 5th date.
Yes.
Yeah. Good point.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yes. So should we sing happy birthday? No.
No, that's okay.
We don't want to have our audience have to deal with that. That would be inappropriate. Tech news and commentary of this first segment, and then we will jump to more of your calls, because our mission is to solve your digital dilemmas. And we want to hear from you anytime, by the way, 24/7. With a question, a concern, an issue. Maybe you want to share some tech rage. Maybe you just want to share your favorite app. Whatever the case, you can use our free Into Tomorrow app if it works on your phone. And the audio option, participate that way. We want to hear you on the show. It is radio, after all. Or you can call the following toll-free number. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it if you'd like from anywhere in the world and participate. That number might be
800-899-INTO, with or without the one.
Yeah. That's, well, if you have a landline, you still need the one.
Yes. All right. That's 800-899-4686.
There you go.
If you still have a landline, we don't want to hear from you. I'm kidding.
No, of course we do, but we'll help you. We'll help you cut the cord, because if you haven't already, come on.
Although, even most landlines aren't really true landlines anymore.
Guys,
I've got a quote-unquote landline at home, but it's VOIP. The landline here is VOIP.
So. Yeah. That's a good point, but because at least we have gigabit fiber, so it doesn't sound like the earlier VOIP lines that we had to put up with.
Well, I have Comcast at home, so half my calls are...
Yeah. It's really bad when your phone calls pixelate like your picture does on video.
Yeah. Especially if, you know, if my son's watching Netflix or something on TV at the same time I'm trying to make a phone call. You can't really do that.
I know. Isn't that strange? Cameron, you have to pause. No, no, Papa. I'm watching the show. No, but just for a moment, please. I'm trying to hear this call. You have to pause. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Now I have some data.
That's reminiscent of having to disconnect your modem from the computer and log out of the internet in order to make a phone call back in the 80s and 90s.
Well, that's what happens when you're stuck with Comcast.
Even in the future, nothing works.
Yeah. I know. That's sad.
Speaking of which,
yes.
Your computer, as it is today, may have a critical security flaw that you are powerless to do anything about. But don't panic. This one's a doozy, so let me break it down for those of you without a computer science degree. Computers have two states of mind, let's say. In one state, your everyday programs, word processors, web browsers, email, video games, things like that, all user apps, that's where they run. In another state of mind, more privileged parts of the operating systems run. These are components that allow the apps you run to actually make the computer do things at the most fundamental level, like get data from hard disk, store data in RAM, authenticate you. They're so important that they make up what's called the operating system's kernel. It's like a little kernel of corn in the middle of it all. All operating systems have one. These two states of mind are kept separate, obviously, for security reasons. Since the kernel has access to sensitive data like passwords and unencrypted files, but your apps still need to talk to the kernel, after all, to do their job. The CPU, the brain inside your computer, has very secure mechanisms for allowing this. Right in the hardware, it literally switches between these two states of mind millions of times a second. News has surfaced that all Intel CPUs in computers sold in the past decade include a significant flaw in this special mechanism that may allow rogue programs like malware, viruses, or even an app running in your browser to access the kernel state of mind and gain privilege access to your system. So naturally, this is catastrophic, to say the least, but you can rest easy. Because Intel and operating system developers have known about this flaw for a while. How long and the actual particulars, we don't know. The specifics of the flaw are under embargo to give Microsoft, Apple, the Linux kernel developers, and all these other folks time to create patches. We should see these updates very soon as maybe even next week for Windows users. There's a caveat, however. The solution to this faulty mechanism may, in some cases, result in performance hits between 3 and 30%. But consumers like you and I shouldn't see their computer performance hindered that significantly. We'll keep you updated on this issue as additional details are released.
And when the updates are available, they should be coming as Windows updates.
Patch Tuesday is coming up, which would be a couple of days after you listen to this broadcast. Last Friday, as a matter of fact, from this broadcast date, Amazon has upgraded their cloud services. There should be an update to Microsoft Cloud Services. This is where we're really going to see a lot of security and performance hits in cloud services. Mm-hmm. The computers running in the background to make your Netflix and Facebook run. But as I said, we've known about this maybe since November. By we, I mean developers, and they have been working on it. As far as Apple goes, you know, they don't like to share information with anybody. But I would be remiss if I thought that they haven't been working on this as well. Some Linux distros already have the new kernel for Linux kernel patches, which are there. But the comments that actual programmers put in there to explain what's going on have been kind of embargoed too, covered up. So the details, again, of the problem don't get into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but every time you mention kernel, I just can't help but picture a guy in a white suit with a bucket of chicken.
Mm.
But then again, that's just me with the food.
Well, yes. Yeah. It's the way Chris thinks all the time.
But the key here is, yeah, there's going to be a lot of, especially in the mainstream media, which never gets technology, a lot of fear and uncertainty of, oh, major security breach and up to 30%. And yeah, in some cases that may be true. But don't panic. It's under control.
So if your machine says Intel inside or something of that nature, or, you know, core processor, you may be affected.
And more importantly, if your machine says, hey, I've got an update for you, do it.
Of course. And we recommend that all the time anyway. It's too bad too many people did it for iOS 11 on their phones. But that's a whole other story. We won't get into it at this point.
I don't know why all these types of stories seem to happen in our home state, but a Florida man was arrested after he was reportedly punching an ATM because it was giving him too much money.
Oh, that always pisses me off.
Yeah. I know. Don't you hate that?
The 23-year-old man was charged with criminal mischief after Wells Fargo requested Cocoa Police to press charges against him. Law enforcement officials said that the man was seen on surveillance footage, quote, standing at the ATM, pummeling the electronic teller's touchscreen. He then reportedly called Wells Fargo and apologized for the damage done to the teller machine, but said that he was, quote, angry the ATM was giving him too much money and he didn't know what to do. His actions caused at least $5,000 in damages. I wish I had that problem.
I know.
Too much money.
Well, at least he has the cash to pay for the penalty now.
One would assume. Now, one also has to assume that the too much money part is coming out of his account, and he only wanted $20, and it might have given him 80 years. I don't know, whatever the circumstances were, because apparently we don't have those details.
Or maybe he really is an honest guy and said, look, I don't have this money. You're giving me too much money. I know that we live in a surveillance state now. I don't want people to think I'm some kind of super hacker getting all this money. So stop.
So let me trash your machine.
Pummel the ATM.
Yeah.
Poor thing. What can I say?
Gaming addiction is set to be listed as a mental health condition for the first time by the World Health Organization. Its 11th International Classification of Diseases will include the condition gaming disorder. The draft document describes it as a pattern of persistent or recurring gaming behavior so severe that it takes, quote, precedence over other life interests. Some countries have already identified it as a major public health issue. Many, including the UK, have private addiction clinics to, quote unquote, treat the condition. Now, the new guide will suggest that abnormal gaming behavior should be in evidence over a period of at least 12 months for a diagnosis to be assigned, but added that that period might be shortened if symptoms are severe.
Joe had an interesting Facebook post last week about gaming, something to the effect, correct me if I'm wrong, and I probably will be because I'm trying to paraphrase, but something to the effect, if you're a gamer, don't talk to me.
Well, no, that I'm going to change in 2018 my expectations for other people, and one of the things I'm going to do is avoid dating gamers because I'm not going to compete for the affections of a lover with a video game. I mean, my stand is if you're over 16 and you still play video games, you do have a mental disorder. It's called immaturity.
Joe is accepting that hate mail again this week, so just send it to him. But good points, though, because we've been talking about this on the show with many guests as well. I remember Dr. John Huber, one of our most recent guests. It was fascinating. We kept him over even another segment because he just had so much great knowledge. A psychiatrist who has been studying this and saying it is a mental disorder, and you've got to know when to stop playing the game and when to get back to reality. And unfortunately, so many people don't know how to do that, or can't, or won't.
Yeah, well, there was, you know, a year or so ago, I think over in China or something, there was a, you know, a teenager or a 20-something, you know, guy that, you know, spent days continuously playing games and then died.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, so whatever happened, but he spent, you know, 3 or 4 days, he took a couple of breaks to go to the bathroom, but he spent the rest of the time playing games, and it's just, that's an issue.
Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah. That's right. It'll kill you. Rich in Purcellville, Virginia, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast, and we love you for calling in using the Into Tomorrow app.
I have a new iPhone 7, of course, without the headphone jack, and I'm wondering if you could recommend any wireless earphones I could use with it. I'm aware of the Apple iPods, AirPods, but they just don't fit. You know, they fall out easily, and I was hoping you could recommend something that's less expensive than the AirPods and stays in better.
Well, Rich, there are a plethora of earbuds that you can use. Any Bluetooth wireless headphones will work with the iPhone 7. Like a pair of pants, the best headphones for you will be a matter of personal taste and style, if you will. As well, of course, as you've already experienced, personal physiology. So it's got to be comfortable for you and fit nicely.
Yeah, I can't stand those AirPods. I think they're overpriced and they hurt my ears, too. And I don't think they really sound that great, too. But the Apple-owned Beats brand of headphones, that's something that might interest you, as they feature models in a more traditional over-ear form factor, like what we're wearing here in the studio, because we're all ancient, as well as in-ear, if you want to go that route. One key benefit to going with Beats is that they have at their core the Apple-designed W1 chip, which will give you all the same cool features and superior sound quality of the Apple AirPods. Expect to pay a premium price, though, as with all things Apple, anywhere between $149 and $349, depending on the model. But they have a wide range out there. So check it out.
Now, we'd suggest visiting your preferred electronics store and trying out the array of Bluetooth headphones on display yourself. Again, we could suggest brands and models, but it's ultimately up to your ears to decide which is best. Just rest assured that if it's Bluetooth, it will work with your phone.
Yeah, and in the case of most decent Bluetooth earbuds, if you don't want the over-the-ear headphones, and of course many don't, if you're out for a walk or a jog or you're going to the gym, whatever, you don't want to be wearing the big headphones, but many will at least also now have various size ear pieces that you pop over the device itself so that you can get whatever is most comfortable for you that will stay in your ear.
You don't hang around many millennials, do you, Dave?
No.
They hang around at the FIU campus with these huge things. I think they're carrying DirecTV satellite dishes around their head. But no, it's over-the-ear headphones. They're back, baby. They are back in style.
Okay.
You know, it's no more different than the kids from our day walking around with the big boom boxes on their shoulder.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
That was the style. That was the thing back then. But the problem with Beats all along since they came out was that a lot of people would spend the enormous amount of money to get them, and they didn't really sound all that better. I'm talking about the over-the-ear headphones. Mm-hmm. But they looked cool because they just would wear them around their neck, and they'd see the B logo, and everybody was like, ooh, he's cool.
Yeah, we've talked many times that, you know, headphones are more than just a fashion accessory. They should be functional, especially if you're going to spend that kind of money on them.
And sound good to you, which is really the key. So your suggestion of visit a local electronics store and try a few, you can't do that with earbuds. You don't want to be putting them in your ears that others have and vice versa. But over-the-ear headphones, absolutely. And as Joe said on this very program, they're in style. Back in style. So go for over-the-ear headphones. It's just not for everybody still. And as I say,
you wouldn't know it by looking at me. I mean,
any of us right now. But that's different because we're professional broadcasters wearing over-the-ear headphones because it's what we do.
And well over 30.
Well over 30. All right, well over 30. IntoTomorrow.com for more. We want to hear from you as well. Questions, comments, help for another listener even. 800-899-INTO.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
With technology making life easier and hopefully more fun, more productive, you're tuned into Tomorrow, launching our 23rd year covering the latest in consumer electronics and technology, solving your digital dilemmas. We are here for you. You want to jot down the following number because you can use it anytime, 24/7, in addition to the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps, and participate that way. We do want to hear you, and when we hear you on the show by either method, we send you prizes for participating. And by the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera, and stay tuned because Dr. Eric Cole will be joining Dave. He's the author of Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet, also known as social media.
Very true. H in the control room. And when you participate, we love sending you goodies. For example, among other things, we've got some goodies for you from Tracker, Pixel Trackers. You can simply attach it to any item and then find it with your smartphone literally anywhere in the world.
From Otherworld Computing, we've got a Mercury Elite Pro, a 2-terabyte external hard drive.
Now, those are very cool.
Magnet Pal, some rare earth magnets with telescoping grabbit sticks to retrieve metal items like your keys or whatever else is made out of metal.
Yep. Funny Bone Toys, we still have a few of their juxtapose strategy and disruptus games. They'll stimulate your creativity and give your brain a workout. We can all use a little of that.
And from Otterbox, we still got a couple of their Defender Series rugged cases left for the iPhone 7 and 8 in various colors.
Yeah, so you got pink? I don't know if we have pink.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, of course. we'll try to get you a pink one. Oh, but you can't win because your staff. Sorry, it doesn't work. No, but your brain could use a workout. Maybe we can get you one of those games.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History. Here's Chris.
History.
In 1838, this week, Alfred Vail demonstrated a telegraph system using dots and dashes. And that was the forerunner of Morse code. In 1927, this week, 31 calls were made on the first day of transatlantic telephone service. Service began between New York and London. Now, the calls cost $75 each for 5 minutes. It's not much better today.
No.
In 1954 this week, the duoscopic TV receiver was unveiled. The TV set allowed a person or a group to watch two different shows at the same time. It was a primitive picture-in-picture split screen that was tested in New York City and Chicago. And if you've never seen a picture or a drawing of this duoscopic TV, you know, imagine two groups of people sitting at like 45-degree angles from the TV, and each one sees a different picture.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to look at because it was just odd to watch the audience and reacting differently to different content, but from another perspective, it looks like they're just looking at a TV.
Yeah. And this week in 2007, Apple CEO Steve Jobs introduced the original iPhone at a Macworld keynote in San Francisco. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
Yeah, very cool. This was a long time ago, but yet it seems like the iPhone and any other smartphone is still relatively new.
Yes.
Pretty bizarre.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by G Technology Storage Solutions with performance, style, and reliability, just like Chris Graveline. Visit g-technology.com. It's the official hard drive of Into Tomorrow.
I am stylish and reliable.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I don't know how well I perform, but
built for comfort, not speed.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. We want to hear from you, so do participate. I mentioned we'd be giving the numbers out, and we didn't. So if someone wanted to do it the old-fashioned way, which still works very well, and we love those calls, especially if you're on an Apple iPhone with iOS 11 and you can't use our app yet, But I have faith. What number would that be?
800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686.
There you go. Otherwise, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. And join us anytime at intotomorrow.com.
Need top marketing talent at a fraction of the cost of marketing agencies. Code Orange gives clients access to top marketers, brand experts, designers, website and mobile app developers, and search engine marketing pros that work for you as an extension of your team. Our experts have worked with brands like Coca-Cola, the X Games, Chanel, Carnival, Twix, and Samsung. Whether your company is big or small, we're your marketing department on demand. Learn more at codeorange.com.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Delighted to have you join us. And, of course, even more delighted when you get social with us. You can do that. You know, follow us on Twitter, at IT Radio Show. Like us, of course, on Facebook, fb.com/intotomorrow. And you get personal with me as well. If you'd like, I'd love it if you get social with me, too. On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all the same, at Dave Graveline. Glad to have you with us. Our next guest provides cybersecurity consulting to Fortune 500 companies and is author of the new book, Online Danger, How to Protect Yourself and Your Loved Ones from the Evil Side of the Internet. Yeah, we all know there's certainly an evil side, and then some. Joining us, as I mentioned, the author of Online Danger and Secure Anchor Cybersecurity Consulting Firm, Dr. Eric Cole. Dr. Cole, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. It's unfortunate that we have to talk about these things, but we do every week at one point or other for 23 years now on the air on this show, talking about the dangers online, because you got to be very naive or just flat out stupid to not know there are dangers online.
Absolutely. And the problem is most people are using social media sites, computers, and phones, and they assume they're secure by default. And that's the biggest mistake you can make, because all of this technology is wide open and vulnerable.
So that's a good point. Just folks that sit back and kind of figure, I'm okay. I don't go to places I shouldn't. I'm not on sites that are questionable. Why would there be a problem for me?
Exactly. I joked that 10 years ago, you would only have to worry about getting infected with viruses and malware if you surfed the porn sites. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately today, if you go to any site, not only could it be compromised, but in many cases, you go to a search engine, you put in a search result, and many of those results that you click on are actually malicious, and one click is all it takes to compromise your system.
How do you know, then, if your search results are going to be a hazard for you?
That's the problem, is the adversary, the hackers, they have gotten so good that they make their results look just like legitimate results. So unfortunately, the advice today is one of two things. Either have a separate computer that you surf the web on so when it gets infected, your personal data is protected, or only go to known trusted sites.
Wow. And I got to say, while that's good advice, it's also not so practical, though, I think, for most of us, because how can we do any work, as I do and many people do, all day online and answering emails and whatnot and having to go to sites and click links and everything else if you say, wait, I need, hold on, it's a separate computer, so now let me manually put in that long, convoluted link because I want to be protected. It sounds like great advice, but how practical is something like that?
What it ultimately comes down to is how much is the pain worth to you? Because if you look at driving in a car, wearing a seatbelt is an inconvenience. But we've learned to do it because it keeps us safer. What I do is if I'm just doing general surfing, general information, I have one computer. But if I ever have to do online banking, anything that's real sensitive, anything that if it got compromised would really cause harm, that's when I use the second computer. And yes, the first 30 days of doing it, it's going to be annoying. But once you get the habit built, you'll be much safer.
The seatbelt analogy is actually a good example. I think that kind of makes sense. I know we've had a record-breaking year of cyber attacks this past year. In 2018 and beyond, as we head further into tomorrow, I'm imagining the threats are only going to get worse.
Yeah, the way I describe it is 2017 was just the warm-up. That was just the cover band, because adversaries and attackers were still figuring out the landscape. Now that they know it's big money, 2017 finished $8 billion of cybercrime, and they're estimating in 2018 for it to triple.
Oh, jeez. You know, and you would hope that there's not that many bad actors, guys and gals around the world that have nothing better to do than to mess with us or try to steal our data or our money or otherwise. But, yeah, you're right. It's only getting worse, and we've only barely scratched the surface. 8.5 billion connected things will be in use worldwide this year. And, of course, that also includes, like, a growing number of toys that can be connected online, and many folks got them, gave them this past holiday season. That poses even more problems now when we're talking about toys and hackers can get into our kids' toys.
Exactly. And the problem is most people are good, moral, ethical people, so they don't think like the adversary. And I hear parents all the time going, seriously, if a hacker broke into my kid's Furby, their toy, and they turned on the camera or the microphone, who cares? What's the big deal? And then I tell them, what if a child predator turned on the camera to monitor your child and then used the location tracking service to find out when they were home alone? Mm. And unfortunately, this is happening today, and these really slimy people are using this technology to hurt our children.
And it is a scary thing, and certainly when you put it in those terms, it does happen, it is happening, and it can happen to your child as well with these things that are so fun to play with, but you've got to be careful. So do we not give these toys? Do we take them back if we did give them over the holidays? How do we deal with those kinds of things?
So the bad news is these toys out of the box are not secure and vulnerable. The good news is, if you actually read the directions, they give you ways to secure them. So if you spent 15, 20 minutes, you can make them secure, but they're not secure by default.
And one would think that would make so much sense for these companies to secure them by default so that they don't get the bad rep that they are getting now by us, for example, and others that are saying, well, let me see, I have a choice between a cool toy that may or may not be secure or something that's not connected to the internet or otherwise, and they'll have just as much fun with it.
The problem is, consumers today are still not willing to pay for security. So if you had one company that had a toy that was easy to use but vulnerable, and you had another toy that was very, very hard to set up and difficult to use but secure, unfortunately, the ease of use still wins today. And until that mentality changes, we're going to have a lot of issues and problems.
Wow. It continues to be all about the almighty dollar one way or the other, which, of course, in this case, time is money. And somebody's got to make it secure or put it in the instructions, and we take our time to make it secure. But certainly your kids are worth following those instructions and doing it right.
Exactly. But unfortunately, a lot of parents aren't aware. So when I tell parents, listen, they're not secure, but they can be, every single parent does the right thing. But that message isn't getting out there.
Yeah. Well, it is in this case, and that's a good thing, certainly. And glad that you're helping to spread that word. Now, one of the things you talk about as well is that unsecured Bluetooth connections can also put kids in danger.
Yes, because Bluetooth is just another form of wireless. You have to be a little closer. But this is an example. When Bluetooth first came out, you had to be very close. The new technology, you can be pretty far, thousands of feet away. So if they're playing in a store or somewhere else, somebody can still connect, still get access, and still spy on your children.
Jeez. I mean, so it's weird because you could have a creep in the coffee shop as you're in there with your kids getting a little refreshing beverage and so forth, and maybe they're wearing headphones so you don't know what they're listening to, but they're actually maybe eavesdropping on your kids playing with the toys across the room.
Exactly, and the thing that's so frustrating to me is when you buy those toys, they have warnings about this piece a kid can choke on. They have warnings that there's plastic where the kid could suffocate, but they have no warning about cybersecurity. So parents are fully unaware of just how easy it is for these criminals to cause harm.
I hope you're not in the middle of traffic and we're causing you a problem. So I'm hearing car horns. So
No, I was in a meeting and had to step out, so I thought I found a quiet area, but somebody, of course, has their horn.
As long as you're not talking and driving, interviewing and driving, that we want you to be safe. That's fine.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, good. Eric, you mentioned Furbies earlier as one good example. What other kinds of toys that parents might have provided to their children this past holiday season, or grandparents or otherwise, should they be particularly careful for, or that you're hearing more about in terms of these kinds of issues?
Any toy that has a camera, has a microphone, or has any internet connectivity, you want to watch out for. Like one of the ones I saw that just terrified me, it was a hide and seek game where basically you would hide these toys around the house, and then you would use an app on your phone, and it would use the location service to tell you where the toys were hidden. And I'm thinking, if that's in your kid's pocket, you are basically giving your child a tracking device where anyone could find or locate them.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound like a cool, fun toy for hide-and-seek, but no. It kind of defeats that whole purpose about keeping your own child safe.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Well, you want to learn more, you've got to visit OnlineDanger.com. Dr. Eric Cole, the author of Online Danger, get his book as well, available everywhere you would expect to find books. And check out the site. We'll link you there, too. Of course, Erica, you're a delight to talk to. It's unfortunate we have to talk about this, but I'm glad that you're bringing these important things to mind, and we're happy to help you spread the word and warn parents and grandparents and kids themselves to be extra careful.
And I appreciate that, because my mission is to make cyberspace safe for your children and your family.
Well, keep up the good work as you're doing it, and we appreciate that by all means. OnlineDanger.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you further into tomorrow. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com anytime at your leisure.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-590-6470. That's 800-590-6470. Again, 800-590-6470.
Translating tech to English, that's what we do each and every week here on the program. This is Into Tomorrow. Horatio in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Joe Casera.
I'm Chris Graveline, reminding you that you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our free Into Tomorrow app and by visiting our website at intotomorrow.com. That 24/7 stream is provided by our friends at streamguys.com. And while you're there, if you don't already subscribe to our free once-a-week tech newsletter, trust me, you're going to want to. The red box will pop up asking for your email address. Put your email address in the box. You'll get a confirmation email with a link. Click the link, and you're on the list.
Wow, you make it sound confusing, but it's not. Visit intotomorrow.com, put your email address in there, and voila. For example, among other things, this week's tech newsletter includes tech news, some thoughts to make you smile, a list of who's on the show this week, among other things, and Beth's tech tip. And how is she tipping us this week?
Tech out some fuel help. Gas prices are much more manageable these days, and with the help of your tech, you can find the cheapest gas in your area, so you can save even more.
And we've got apps to help you keep your New Year's resolutions, if you're still crazy enough to do those. Yeah. You can make progress with these tools that keep you on track, no matter what it is about yourself you want to fix, all within reason. All in this week's Into Tomorrow tech newsletter. Be sure to subscribe at
intotomorrow.com.
Okay, it was a test, and you remember, passed, even though it was a delayed response. But that happens, I guess. Andy in Roxboro, North Carolina, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hey, Andy.
My question involves recycling an old IBM ThinkPad by loading up Chrome OS or something similar onto it, and if that's an easy process.
Andy, installing Chrome OS on old hardware is a lot easier these days thanks to developers that have done a lot of the hard work for you. You could visit Chromium.org. That's home of an open-source version of Chrome OS called, cleverly enough, Chromium OS. But that's a little more involved and not recommended for the faint of heart.
Yeah, now, there are two pre-built versions of Chromium to look at. Now, you can just find them easily by Googling Chromium OS Arnold the Bat and Chromium OS Vanilla. These sites will allow you to download a live CD file that you can dump to a CDR or a USB stick to install Chrome OS from. From there, the process is pretty straightforward.
Now, here's why you shouldn't do any of this.
Chrome OS.
Thanks, Joe.
But no, that's why we have Joe with us as often as we can, because he's fair and balanced.
Well, because Chrome OS is great, but it's never designed for users to install on their own hardware. You can do it, like the boys just outlined, but Google and OEMs exercise very tight control over the hardware devices for which drivers are written, which means your ThinkPad's Wi-Fi might not work, as an example. Mm. In some cases, I've seen where keyboards and trackpads have been known not to work. Instead, take a look at installing a lightweight distribution of Linux like Lubuntu or Nopix. These OSs do support a wide range of devices, run smoothly with humble hardware, and I love those ThinkPads, best keyboards ever, and you can install the real Chrome browser in them. And if you're a fan of Android, check out Remix OS. It's a version of Android built for traditional desktop computing. Very slick OS and runs beautifully.
And, of course, we could attest here in the studio that Joe is a man who practices what he preaches, because you have used Chrome OS as well, have you not?
Yeah, I've used OSs that don't even exist anymore, that computers nobody remembers. I love technology. That's why I do what I do, and that's why you can always trust me.
Ooh.
At least when talking about technology.
Oh, okay. Maybe not for anything else, but all right. But that's a good point. Did you get a brand spanking new 4K Ultra HD TV from Santa this year?
No.
Did you get one for yourself?
No.
I'm not necessarily talking to you, but anyone in the audience that did, well, I've got something for you. How about a couple of Ultraflix gift cards that I'm happy to share with you? When you call in, just be sure and say, yes, I've got one of those brand new 4K TVs. Well, I'm going to send you a couple of $20 gift cards so that you can get content more so. Think of this Ultraflix as kind of the Netflix for 4K Ultra HD. So just mention that, and I'll be sure to make sure, among other prizes, that you get some of these gift cards. An email from Jeremy. Would Joe, you be so kind as to play the part of Jeremy, since we have no idea what he sounds like?
Hi, I wanted to find out if you knew any way to get babes online. No, I'm kidding. Any way to get radionomy from an internet radio. Thank you for your time.
Ah, well, it just so happens, Jeremy, the good news is that we have found one internet radio brand that does support radionomy. The bad news is that it's Sonos, and their cheapest speaker is $199. Now, if that's too much for you, and I could relate, you can always go through your phone. There are plenty of less expensive speakers, both wireless and wired, that will play whatever music your phone sends to them. And your phone can clearly play radionomy.
Yeah, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be much you can do to force a radio that doesn't support radionomy to play it. So we hope this workaround helps you. Otherwise, you can always consider investing in a Sonos set. We haven't tried them in our studio, but we do hear that they offer good sound quality.
Now, Jeremy doesn't mention which internet radio he has, but here's a quick little workaround that might work. Some of them on the market remaining today allow you to add a custom MP3 stream to the selection of stations to choose from. Radionomy will provide you with the direct link, I check this, to the radio stations you want to listen to. Find the stations you like on the Radionomy page, right-click on Listen to this station in my media browser. This puts the station's audio stream web address in your clipboard. You can then paste it into the custom radio station entry in your internet radio's setup page.
Oh, well, hopefully any of the above helps you, Jeremy, and thank you for joining us into tomorrow.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151.
Every day in almost every way, the digital revolution is changing our lives, hopefully for the better. Well, Into Tomorrow is here to help make it easier for you, answer any questions you may have, and help solve your digital dilemmas. I'm Dave Graveline, H in the studio, and rather the control room, you in the studio.
Chris Graveline.
And
I'm Joe Casera. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by our friends at Tiffin, makers of the Steadicam Vault. Capture memorable moments on your smartphone with the Steadicam Vault. Learn more at tiffin.com. That's TIFFEN.com.
John in Nashville, Tennessee, listening on WTN.
How do these scammers get into my computer and lock it up and tell me I have to call a toll-free number to get it fixed? And what can I do to prevent them from doing that?
Well, John, that tech support scam is likely getting into your computer through something known as bundling. You probably installed a free program that you needed, and as part of the recommended installation, it added a bundled in advance scam. The way around this is typically to opt for the advanced installation and make sure none of those optional programs are selected on the installer, and to keep an eye on what you've installed recently in case they show up unannounced.
Yeah, luckily, anti-adware software does exist and can usually get rid of these scams. Try running Malwarebytes. It should be able to scan your PC and detect and get rid of most of those. If it can't, there are others you can try, like ADW Cleaner or Bitdefender's own adware removal tool.
I hope that helps you out. Out of time this hour, John, but stay tuned into tomorrow.